This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So many of us are going to be hitting the roads, the rails, or the skies in the upcoming weeks. It is the busiest travel season of the year, which means we need some deals. Great ones. Jason Clampett is the co-founder and head of content at Skift.com. It's a site chock full of info about travel trends and how to get the most out of your journeys. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
Thanks for having me, Carmen.
Jason, here's the thing. I feel overwhelmed, which I'm sure many folks listening do as well, with so many different ways to book travel, especially online. Should the price comparison sites be the first place folks go?
I think the first thing people should do is make a list of exactly the type of trip that they're taking, who's going with them, what they're bringing with them. And it sounds kind of simplistic, but as airlines have unbundled all their fees, what could cost you $200 round trip if you're traveling solo might cost you $375 a person round trip if you're taking luggage and gifts and checking those skis or golf clubs.
After you put your list together of who's going and what you're bringing and all of that, how do you know what airline really truly has the real best price?
Yeah, and that's the second challenge is that currently airlines don't share all of their fees with all of the outlets where you can purchase them. If you go to Expedia, you might see a fantastic deal from United or American. And then when it gets down to figuring out, okay, if I want to sit next to my child and have a guaranteed seat, oh, I need to pay an extra $50 for a seat reservation fee. So that's the next challenge is
a
figuring
seat reservation fee,
sure.
Jason?
Right.
Oh, my God. So if I fly with my daughter, I have to pay $50 to make sure we sit next to each other.
It depends on the airline. But
wow.
We recently flew on U.S. Airways and couldn't get a confirmed seat next to my six-year-old, which I thought was great because it was 4.5 hours when somebody else was going to do free babysitting.
Oh, my goodness.
So
right. Yeah. It depends on the person.
Yeah. So the problem is, once you find out how you're going to be traveling this time around, what I tend to do is start with a metasearch site. So something like hipmunk.com or kayak.com to get a sense of what the base fares are. And that's going to tell you, you're going to see that $252 between New York and Fort Lauderdale there. The nice thing about the metasearch sites is what they do is they look at many, many other sites out there. So they will pull discounts from Priceline, they'll pull discounts from American Airlines, they'll look at Cheapo Air, they look at a broad range of sites.
Looking at travel and holiday travel as a marker of consumer confidence, where are we headed this holiday season?
Most of the airlines are saying, hey, we're going to be full. But that's been happening for the last few years. The airlines, as they hit hard times over the last decade, really the last 2 years, they've been cutting flights, unprofitable routes. There are fewer flights. There are fewer regional flights. And so planes are being flown full a lot of the time. And so when it comes to holiday times, they're going to be extra full because that's when everybody is flying. So as a sign of confidence, they're going to fill all their seats. And that's a good thing for the airlines this season.
And is there any truth to the old way of saying you got to book way early, or is it too late to book?
It'll be later tomorrow to book than it is today. So if you know where you're going, book it now.
And so for next year, though, what is the magic date that we need to shoot for? Book your holiday travel before.
Well, different airlines put out their schedules at different points. And so it's typically no longer than 9 months ahead of time that you're going to find airline schedules out there. And so for holidays, waiting till early fall, because they might know more things about capacity and trends, and they might add a new route along the way, or a competitor, Southwest, might go into a city and then wait, all the fares will go down. So,
wow.
You can plan too far ahead.
So. Right. So about a month before the holidays.
No.
Thanksgiving.
I would have booked last month.
You would have October.
Yes. If we want to go back in time, let's do October.
So when the kids start school, the next thing you want to do is book your holiday travel.
Exactly.
Pretty much. And what about, we talked about miles. Are there ways to keep these in some kind of order, make them easier to use?
Last year I would have given you a different answer because there are a lot of point tracker services that you could use. This year, the airline started cracking down on it. American even went so far as to say, information about your points does not belong to you. That's our basically intellectual property. We're basically just letting you use those points. And so you aren't able to, let's say, load your points into a third-party system easily. Sites that you could give your information to.
Right.
I used to use TripIt Pro, which is a great app. They no longer can have American, I believe Delta and United in there because the airlines have cut off those sources. sources of information. So keeping track of your points is just something you have to do with the airline's website in most cases.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal, though, because I know that there are a lot of sites that base their business on basically managing your points and making it easier to keep track. So now the airlines want you to go to their site.
They want you to go to their site to do everything. In some respects, it's good because that's where you're going to find all the fees up front. If you're booking your ticket on Delta.com, you'll know how much you're going to pay for every step along the way. Delta may not, though, have the cheapest fare. So that's the challenge.
Well, that's when we go meta.
Exactly.
Meta sites. Thank you, Jason Clampett, so much for joining us. Jason is the co-founder and head of content at Skift.com.
Thank you.
Want more travel tips? Check out marketplacemoney.org and join the conversation about those of you who are staying put during the holidays. Why? Well, because you're working. Like Terry. She works in retail and she doesn't have Thanksgiving off. She wrote in, "I expect Black Friday in retail, but pushing it up each year is ridiculous. Will we now be open on Christmas to accept returns?" Ugh. I hope not, Terry. Tell us your working holiday story on our Marketplace Money Facebook page.